Orders to clear out. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The NYPD is sending dozens of its counterterrorism officers to Columbia University as the university tells anti-Israel protesters they must clear out their tent city or face uncertain measures.
The president wrote in her email to the students, "I very much hope these discussions are successful. If they are not, we will have to consider alternative options for clearing the West Lawn and restoring calm to campus so that students can complete the term and graduate."
Fox's Steve Harrigan. The deadline to clear the campus was 3 hours ago, but no action's been taken on either side. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News he's concerned about the growing protest across the country and threats against Jewish students.
These are not simply protests about a political issue. These are pro-terrorist mobs.
Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez condemning the use of police to clear out encampments of what she calls nonviolent student protesters. After months of delays and intense political infighting, Congress passes the $95 billion foreign aid bill, the Senate giving final approval last night.
To our friends in Ukraine, America will soon deliver more ammunition and air defenses and basic supplies you need to resist Putin on the battlefield. To our friends in Israel, America will soon deliver aid to help you fight the scourge of Hamas and stand up to Iran.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Former President Trump gets the day off from court as this hush money trial takes its weekly break. Yesterday, jurors heard more testimony from state witnesses.
Former American media CEO and President David Pecker testified about his efforts, along with former President Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress damaging stories about Trump leading up to the 2016 presidential election.
Fox's Nate Foy. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Supreme Court is set to hear a major abortion case.
Justices will consider just how far state bans on abortion can extend to women in a medical emergency. The state of Idaho's law does not have an exception for the risk of the mother's life and is arguing the Biden administration is trying to use emergencies to broaden abortion access. The administration believes hospitals should be allowed to end a pregnancy if a woman's life is at risk. Idaho passed a strict abortion ban after the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and this will be the first time the Supreme Court has looked at a state's abortion law since the landmark ruling reversal. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Former President Trump's bragged about getting Roe v. Wade overturned and returning the abortion issue to the states. But campaigning in Tampa, Florida yesterday, President Biden says abortion is a woman's right, not a state's right. A Douglas C-54 Skymaster plane carrying two people crashed into the Ta'ana River near Fairbanks, Alaska yesterday, bursting into flames and no survivors found. It's better than late for some people, and definitely when it's a recipient of a Purple Heart.
96-year-old Earl Meyer of St. Peter, Minnesota, still carries shrapnel in his leg from the mortar attack that wounded him during the Korean War in 1951. Now, 73 years later, Meyer has been notified by the U.S. Army and has reversed itself and will finally grant him the Purple Heart. The decision came after a campaign by his daughters and lawyer. The case had been rejected for years due to a lack of paperwork. Meyer believes the medic who treated him after he got wounded was killed before he could file the paperwork. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill yesterday to allow some teachers and staff to carry concealed handguns on public school grounds. The bill now on GOP Governor Bill Lee's desk. No word if he will sign it. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.